This is the Thursday, April 7th edition of the Daily Wager Podcast, and what a day it is. We've got you covered with a variety of action for today all over the sporting landscape. So settle in, and we'll set you up in a little more than 10 minutes with everything you need to know heading into the betting day.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
Throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Welcome to the Daily Wager Podcast, presented by DraftKings, America's top-rated daily fantasy app. Tyler Foljam and Aaron Dolan, delighted to be with you this Thursday, because what a fantastic day of sports it is, Aaron. I don't know about you, but I will be literally sitting on my couch or laying in my bed for about the next 8 to 9 hours watching Tiger at Augusta, watching opening day across the big league landscape. And of course, we have some NBA and NHL action we can dive into tonight if we so desire. So the board is as big as it's been in a long time, my dear. Let's start in the NBA. That's where we usually like to get things started. What do you like on today's NBA slate? I know there's a few games that look good. Boston, Milwaukee's a primetime matchup. Anything you like in that one?
Yeah, so in that game, the Celtics are actually 10-0 against the spread in the first half. In the first quarter in the last 10 games. I'm actually looking at the Bucks minus 2.5 in that first quarter, just because the Celtics, they're on a second leg of a back-to-back. On top of that, they can afford to lose this game, which is why I think you're seeing them as a 6.5-point dog, whereas for Milwaukee, they're wanting to get this win, and it's the first half of a back-to-back for them as well, because they're going to play the Detroit Pistons tomorrow, so they won't be as concerned about that game. I think they'll be more concerned about this one, jump out to a quick start, and the Celtics have been great. I mean, they've won 7 of the last 9 games. The Bucks have split their last 6 games, so I think they want this win more. They'll jump out in that first quarter and cover the 2.5.
Yeah, I have just kind of not a real strong conviction in this game, just kind of a lean. I do like Giannis in terms of his ability against this Boston defense without Robert Williams to maybe exceed expectation. Because I do think Milwaukee, you're right, is in a better spot here. So if you want to look at point prop, you want to look at rebound prop, points, assist, and rebound prop, I do think Giannis is in line for a big box score, because as you said, Milwaukee is motivated here. And although Boston has absolutely been cooking as of late, Williams would be the primary guy to bother Giannis. Al Horford will do his best, and he's a very capable defender, but he doesn't have that length and athleticism that Robert Williams has. The total also kind of sticking out to me just a little bit. It's 227.5, and I kind of like overs, whether you want to chop it up in the first quarter. First half. Boston's offense has been outrageously good over the last, 2 or 3 weeks. Their offensive rating over their last 10 games, like 126.3, the next closest team in the league, which I think is Miami, was a 119. So there were 7 points per 100 possessions better, which is may not seem like a lot, but that is crazy, crazy gap. So I know Milwaukee's defense hasn't been that great this year too, Aaron. So I think both these teams will be able to score in this matchup, and 227 seems a little low.
Yeah, the over's 15-5-1 in the Celtics' last 21 games overall. The over's also 4-1 the Bucks' last 5, and the last 6 meetings has gone over between both these teams. So I think it does scream over.
Yeah, I like betting those overs, however you want to chop it up, more than the side in this particular matchup. And again, I'm thinking Giannis has a big box score. Another game I know you're interested in, because it is a good one out west, is Memphis and Denver. What you got in that one, Aaron?
Yeah, so I think it's pretty crazy that without Ja Morant, the Grizzlies are now 7-1 straight up with wins over Nets, Bucks, Suns. They're also 20-2 straight up without Ja Morant this season. They're just so good. Meanwhile, Denver, the 3-7 against the spread in the last 10 games. And this is two of the league's best offenses, both top 10 on the season at a 118.9 offensive rating. But over the past 10 games, I mean, Memphis is the league's best defense, holding opponents to 105.3 points. That's crazy. That's also still, again, without Ja Morant. So I think if you want to go with the points with the Grizzlies, it makes a lot of sense. But at the same time, you have to see who is going to be playing in this game. They still haven't posted any of the player props aside from the Denver Nuggets, so I'm a little worrisome about that. But maybe keep an eye on that, just because with the Memphis Grizzlies, it's hard not to take them with the points, and they're the best team in the league in terms of the first half spread as well. So maybe you could look at that.
Yeah, that's a game where anytime I see Memphis getting more than 5 points, I'm interested in them, even without Ja Morant. They've just been an absolute killer ATS this season. They have the best ATS mark in the NBA, and I believe they have the best road ATS mark in the NBA. It's top three, something like that. But they've proven that they have the depth to compete night in and night out without Ja Morant. So I'm interested in the 5.5 points with Memphis in that game. But I think my favorite play on the NBA slate tonight, Aaron, you know, I'm going to go to my trusty T-Wolves and Spurs. And we have the T-Wolves at home against the San Antonio team that will be without DeJounte Murray. So when the T-Wolves are at home, they play defense like the, you know, bad boy Pistons, you know, like the, you know, early 2000s Pistons. They play awesome defense. I don't understand it. We don't get it. But the facts are the facts. They are the number two defense in the NBA at home this year in terms of defensive rating. We have a massive total of 241. Because both these teams like to play fast, but I think that's a little too high given the fact that Murray is out for the Spurs and that that defense is so great for Minnesota at home. So I would play under 241 if you aren't comfortable with that because you think the T-Wolves and their offense could put up, you know, 140 points themselves against the Spurs defense. I understand that. Aaron, use our favorite word here and isolate the Spurs side and play their team total under in this matchup. And I think you'll be happy with that, especially since Murray, kind of the engine and spark plug for their offense, will be out in this game. So there is one other game at least worth mentioning, even though the Lakers are eliminated. They are playing the Warriors in San Francisco, and the Warriors are 13-point home favorites. The only reason I say it's worth mentioning is because LeBron recently, you know, said that Steph Curry is the player in today's game that he would love to play with. So I have no interest in betting the Lakers.
Steph didn't seem to be buying into that, though.
No, Steph said
it was so awkward. He's like, do I want to get trolled or not get trolled on this?
Yeah, Steph's like, I'm fine where I'm at, bro. Why don't you worry about your team and how they're 17 games under 500.
Talk about the Lakers just throwing the towel in, too.
Well, they have nothing to play for. 1-2-3 Cancun. But they are 13-point dogs in Golden State against the Warriors. If that intrigues you, I just wanted to mention that that is one of the games on the board today. But it's not just NBA. Aaron, today we begin the 162-game trek in Major League Baseball. So the board is open to you. We have
long
a couple
season.
Games, yeah, that have been postponed. Red Sox, Yankees, Mariners, and Twins. Unfortunately, we'll have to wait to see them. But got about 7 or 8 games that we can look to today. Any stand out to you that you think are games you can attack?
Yeah, I'm looking at Houston, LA. I think you could lean under 9 runs in this one. I mean, you have 2 great pitchers in Valdez and Ohtani, and maybe you can look at no run first inning as well. Ohtani was way better at home last season, 10-3 no first run inning record at home. The Angels as a team ranked 11th worst in the MLB in terms of putting up a run in the first inning. And Valdez as well, he's had over 4.5 strikeouts in 9 of his last 11 starts. So he's been really great on the mound. And then again, Ohtani, you know how great of a player he is. So I just think when you're looking at this one, first game of the season, could potentially go under, could lean as well, no run in the first inning. And yeah, I mean, just overall, when you're looking to bet the board in Major League Baseball right now, give it like 2 to 3 weeks to see how these teams are actually playing. It's basically every preview that you're reading is what happened last season. And that was kind of a long time ago. And so many things have changed. So always take that into account. That's the same goes for NBA, NFL. The first 2 weeks, kind of take it easy until you see how these teams are actually playing.
Yeah, I think that's really smart way to approach baseball, which is can be so, you know, volatile day to day. But over the course of 162, you'll see the trends. You'll know who to bet, who's good, who's bad.
Yeah,
because that's what those, you know, long term trends will illustrate. But day to day, there is volatility. I all I can rely on right now is the team I know best, which is my St. Louis Cardinals. And I think they have one of the biggest mismatches in terms of pitching on opening day. Usually you get 2 really great starters on opening day, no matter how good the teams are, because, you know, that's an ace versus an ace. But the Cardinals are going to trot Adam Wainwright out there, and the Pittsburgh Pirates, who are, of course, you know, once again, mired in, you know, mediocrity and not being good, are going to throw Brubaker out there, JT Brubaker. So I really like the Cardinals in this spot at home. The Busch Stadium is going to be rocking with Albert Pujols, Yadier Molina, and Adam Wainwright all starting on opening day back together again. They have a weak opponent in the Pirates, The Cardinals, I do think, are a much better team. So I would look to play them on the run line. So they got to win by two runs. That's -1.5 in baseball, but you get +120 on that price. Wainwright was awesome last year as he fully kind of evolved into this 40-year-old starting pitcher who no longer throws 90, locates his fastballs, keeps his hitters off balance with his curveball. We know the Pirates don't have a great lineup at all to go after Wainwright, and the Cardinals bullpen will obviously be, which was strength last year, will be ready to go for this game as well. So I really like the run line there for the Cardinals, especially at that +120 price. If you just want to play the first five for the Cardinals on the run line, I don't mind that either. Mm-hmm. But I do think my bias is being put in check here because the Pirates are just not a good team. And the Cardinals are a squad that won 90 games a year ago. And I think should be at least that good again this year. One more game that caught my eye was a total in Chicago. It's always dangerous going under at Wrigley Field because of the short dimensions and the way the wind can blow out. But you have Corbin Burnes and Kyle Hendricks. Hendricks knows how to pitch there. And Corbin Burnes was last year's NL Cy Young Award winner. The total is 9. So that tells me that weather is a factor, but I would lean under maybe the first five under, because the bullpens may allow some things to happen, especially Chicago's. But first five under in Chicago with the Brewers and the Cubs with Burnes and Hendricks on the mound is something I'd be comfortable with, because those are two really good starting pitchers. Burnes especially, and Hendricks is as good as there is in terms of limiting hard contact at a place like Wrigley Field. So that's what I have for the MLB slates. Anything else that you want to touch on, or do you want to get out here so you can watch all the goodies on TV today?
I want to watch all the goodies on TV. It is pouring rain. There's nothing I can do today besides watch that. So I'm excited.
All right.
Well, downtime. No daily wager today.
Yeah, we are off daily wager because of ESPN's coverage of the Masters for both today and tomorrow. So a little kind of 4-day weekend for us. There will be a bet on Friday. So you want to tune in to that or watch it on demand on our YouTube channel, however you watch it. But we will have bet on Friday. No daily wager, though, today and tomorrow because of ESPN's coverage of the Masters. So that's it. A little more than 10 minutes of the bets you need as promised for a wonderful day. Please do us a favor. Don't forget to rate, review, and follow if you're enjoying the show. It helps us out tremendously. And we will talk to you tomorrow on the Daily Wager Podcast.